This is RSB and the Update, episode 259, recorded Thursday, June 4th, 2010. Going deeper with string theory. Hello, everybody. It's just me and Mr. Chief Snake here this week. No guest. Unfortunately, our plans for that fell through. But, you know, it is June. It's our birthday month, so you never know who's going to be coming on the show in a birthday month.
Subtle.
Subtle. Yes, indeed. Well, no. Remember we also got the contest, which we'll talk about later?
Oh, yeah, true. Well, I suppose, yeah, there are lots of possibilities. It should be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, so...
Shane's going to surprise me as much as he surprises the rest of you.
Yeah, but I already told you about what our plans are.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to look back at chat logs, and so it'll be a surprise anyway.
Okay, no RuneScape update this week because they gave us the Castle Wars update last week. So, with that being said... This week brings back the behind-the-scenes version of the behind-the-scenes, which they used to pop out.
Behind-the-scenes version of behind-the-scenes.
Yes, which they used to out every month, which they stopped doing because they felt that it gave them deadlines to work against, and they felt this was better because it was a surprise and whatnot.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot why they stopped it. And I thought,
last behind-the-scenes was... in February of 2009, so last year.
Oh, yeah. So we were due for one.
Yeah. Hi, and welcome back to Behind the Scenes. We used to publish articles like this to let you know about upcoming updates so you could plan ahead. For a number of reasons, we tried other ways of talking about content, but nothing was as popular as the Behind the Scenes. But now, it's back.
Yeah, that's true. I do miss the Behind the Scenes. They're better than the... those Twitter, things,
yeah, Twitter hints, you know.
The hints they never really worked.
You know, I really the behind the scenes are good for planning, making sure you have the resources for the month and whatever. But if you remember when construction came out, they said that one of the things they were going to do with that was what was it? Clockwork cats, teleport tablets, and chairs was the hint for construction, but it never outright said construction.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't even remember that back that far.
Okay.
I don't know if I was around when construction was released.
I think you were.
Well, I don't know if I was a member or...
Oh, okay.
Was I?
I don't know.
Who knows?
I have a photographic memory of when all the skills have come out, you know? I can remember... what the task was like when Slayer came out, when, what was the next one after Slayer? Farming.
Slayer.
Oh, yeah, farming.
Farming,
that?
And then after farming was... that's sad. We both forgot it. I don't think I was here for farming either, so I got into that quite late.
Yeah.
After farming and construction.
Construction, hunter, summoning, dungeoneering. So reason I have this photographic memory of when those come out is because it's such a big update, you kind of remember what you were doing, and to top it all off, that means there's lots of site work to do, so it's fairly easy to remember what you were doing.
Yeah. It's weird, I can't remember back that far, so I'm assuming I wasn't there for them or something. Because I remember other big things, like the big graphics update. Was there at the time when they updated that. There's not many people were. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'm special. But, yeah.
You know, I tend to have a really good long-term memory, but my short-term memory, it's about average, maybe below average, unfortunately.
Mm. Yeah, my memory in general just sucks.
You should get more.
So don't be surprised if I forget to PM you back or something. Just, like, send me a reminder. Which reminds me, I think I have two to reply to. But.
So, the court system is coming out this month.
Wee-wee.
You'll get the court summons from treasure trails, pickpocketing NPCs, or other methods. Okay. That should be interesting. But then they say you'll get attack or defense XP is because you'll either be attacking someone's position or defending them.
Right. Now that I don't exactly understand.
It's not exactly a combat-based system, you know? You'd have to look back pretty far to think of the last time combat was used in settling court cases, you know?
Yeah, so, mental combat?
Maybe.
But that would be pushing it.
Isn't that, aren't you considering being a lawyer when you grow up?
It's one of the things I thought about, yeah. Well, I hadn't really looked that far into it, but went to an interesting seminar about it. But that's a topic for another day.
Okay. I see you taking my little term there, topic for another day, and used it.
Oh, dear. What's happening to me?
Anyways, they say the first courtroom launch will feature 5 court cases and a new piece of a costume. More cases over the next 12 months, 16 planned in total. Also this month, they'll be introducing ancient effigies to the game. Available through high-level combat, task very experienced players, level 91 to 97, and a variety of skills to engage in a little restoration. Players with insufficient skill levels will still be able to use the assist system.
Boo!
Why?
Don't like the assist system.
Oh yeah, right, okay. Okay. What else are there? They said that they're going to be starting up a new quest series this time about the pest control people, the Void.
Yep, that's what they had the development diary for.
Which is a little saddening that the work isn't... Well, the work is probably continuing, but I don't know if this quest series is taking so much time as it would withdraw from other quest series. Probably not, but I'd still like to see wrap up of other series, you know?
Yeah, well, I think they will still keep working on those, because by the looks of it, they have been trying to lately.
Wrap them all up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fairy Tail and Elemental Workshop.
Mm-hmm. Also, they're going to be adding a waypoint marker to the map. So
yep,
I guess that would be interesting, but I'm wondering what the use of a waypoint is if it's just for you, you know? Like, isn't... I always thought waypoints were meant to be public.
Yeah.
Because, sure, it's good for you, but what do you do after you get there? Just delete it? I don't know. It seems a little one-dimensional.
We'll just have to
see until it comes out.
What about with the... you know, like the clan thingies that you know, like event items that you can use.
Oh yeah, those.
Yeah.
You mean the Farouk's event toys or whatever?
Yeah,
it is?
Yeah, those things. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, couldn't they incorporate something like that into those?
Oh yeah, that'd be good. I wonder if that would happen though. Just have to wait and see.
Well, if they're going to do a waypoint marker for individuals, then why not? It can't be weird.
Yeah, it seems like something obvious, but you know, sometimes JX tends to look over the obvious, you know?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Also, easier to get hunter supplies from the penguin areas. Okay, whatever that means. I didn't know it was hard to get hunter supplies. Also, new functionality to Orb of Oculus, and of course, they are still plugging the fact that RuneScape Classic is still open. Okay. So, looks to be a nice and low-key June, you know? I'd much rather have a month like this than, say, a month where we have, like, 2 big quests, a major content update to one of the skills, and, I don't know, maybe it's just a week off or something. Anyways, that is that. Behind the scenes, June. So I guess every month we'll do a quick recap of these if it comes out in a week when there's no update or not. Anyways.
Yeah, I agree. It does seem a bit low-key. Depends. We'll see what happens with the whole court system.
There is a mammoth poll this week, 10 questions long.
Oh my, I probably
should have
looked
to it. We're going deeper underground.
Oh, you looked to it.
Yeah, I did.
How nice of you.
But you still have to log in.
Yeah, I still have to log in and wait for the page to load. I should count this. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, 10. Here we go.
So basically they say this is a question about Damon Heim in general, and it was inspired by player-submitted poll questions, so they've taken those and made it into a poll on its own. The first one says, who do you explore the dungeons with? 43% say, I tend to go solo with just my trusty Heim Crab for company. Okay.
Heim Crab?
Yeah, I think that's something you can eat. It's a
yeah,
bird in there.
I thought so, but then how is it company?
I don't know. I guess it's a crab, and a crab was once living, therefore it can be company. You know?
People really like, nice like, company, a dead fish.
Yeah, yeah. People like company from inanimate objects all the time, you know?
I suppose so. How old are we talking?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Do you have any inanimate objects that you like to get company from?
Not really. Yeah, no.
Okay. 16%, I like to take a buddy along.
Slightly concerning the way you asked that question.
No, I'm just wondering if you have a stash of little toys.
No, I do not. No.
Okay. 16% like to take a buddy along. 14%, it depends on how sociable I feel. 12% ask the people in Damonheim or you join an auto group party. 8% say friends, and 7% haven't tried the skill out yet.
Whoa, good for them. I suppose I would go solo. I haven't gone in a group yet.
Yeah, you know,
Like the once or twice that I did Dungeoneering, I went solo.
I like the idea of going solo, but you don't get as much XP. So, and then it's kind of also hard to group like 5 people who are always on together at the same time. So,
yeah, I guess.
Next one.
How do you begin tricking a Demonheim dungeon? I run past the creatures and collect all of the keys. I kill all creatures and loot later. I hide behind the smuggler while my friends explore. None of the options given, or I haven't tried the new skill yet. I don't know what the percentage of these percentages.
52% say I kill all the creatures and loot later.
Yeah, I do that as well, actually. Or I did that. I didn't really realize that you could just run straight past them and collect all of the keys.
Yeah, but you don't get as much XP.
Oh, you don't? Okay,
no,
that's good
don't.
Then.
Yeah.
Ha, I know what I'm doing. Totally.
None of the options given are at 32%. I run past creatures and collect all the keys. 9%. And I haven't tried the new skill again. 7% once again. And 1% only hide behind the smuggler while their friends explore.
That would be good XP.
That would be really kind of boring too, you know?
Yeah, just a bit.
How do you complete a floor? I do enough to open up all the rooms before fighting the bosses, 45%. That's what I voted. I voted the next one. I take my time making everything I can and using all skills before taking on the boss, 35%. That's me. I get to the boss as soon as I can, 10%. I haven't tried the skill again, 7%, and none of the options given at 3%.
Yeah. You know, I suppose I do everything I can, but yep,
yeah. It's a lot better when you do that because you're maximizing the XP in doing that. You've inadvertently over-prepare for the boss, hopefully. So, anyways, next one.
Do you collect ore, textiles, or skin? I turn the ore into powerful armor that nobody can break. I trap innocent mastics and wear the skin. Nice. I gather textiles and turn it into mage armor. Amazing. I collect everything that I can to get my hands on. None. I wait for a creature to drop what I need. None of the options given, nor I haven't tried the new skill yet. I'm going to take a guess and say 7%. I haven't tried the new skill yet.
Actually,
as for the rest of it.
Yeah, 7%. That's true.
Oh, what an amazing guess.
I voted none of the options given, but the one that's winning is I turn the ore into powerful armor that nobody can break. Because the thing is that in there, most of the time, my crafting and smithing isn't the highest one, so I don't end up collecting that stuff. And also to mention, my mining isn't that high either, so I don't collect that as well.
See, I just collect everything that I can because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Are you one of the 7% who hasn't tried the skill yet?
No, technically I have tried the skill, but for what I know about it, I probably should come under that 7%, yes.
Okay. Next one, when killing a boss monster, what do you pack? 64%. I wear the armor and weapon used for the attack type I'm used to, no surprise there. 12%, going naked with no armor, just lots of food. 10%, none of the options given. 7%, once again, haven't tried the skill. And 5%, I wear the 3 different armor types just to be on the safe side. And then 2%, I do what I can and let my familiar finish them off. That's funny, you know?
How would that even work? I mean, the familiars aren't that amazing, are they?
Yeah, exactly. So.
Okay, 2%.
Yes. Oh, yeah, by the way, the Heim Crab is only a tier 1 food, and it only heals 20 life points, a.k.a. 2 old hit points. So.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. Maybe they should have called it the Companion Crab, like the Companion Cube Portal. You always get to carry one around, but it's of real no use to you unless you're in a dire situation, you know?
I don't really think it would be of much use to you if you were in a dire situation, though.
Well, you know, two hit points could mean the difference between life and death.
Well, not really, because you still have to take one attack turn eating the Heim Crab.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Meantime, you just get hit for, like, 10 times that amount of HP.
Anyways, question 6 has lots of options. Let's just say that
no one had any idea what to pick, and so it's pretty even spread.
Yeah, it is. But the one that's winning is the luminescent ice fiend, unless you don't count none of the options given.
Or I haven't tried the new skill yet. 6%.
And then the same thing goes for the next one as well. Which boss are you hoping for? Except for the top 2. Glutonus Behemoth is number 15%, and Icy Bones is 14%, followed by none of the options given.
Icy Bones? He killed me.
Did you like just rush in, or?
No. I don't know.
Okay. You're forgiven. Next one.
Thank you. If you were able to bring one of the following out of Demonheim, which would you choose? A set of armor and a weapon, 39%. A miniature pet version of my favorite boss monster, 19%. A gate stone, 15%. The spellbook, 9%. A creature to defend my player in-house dungeon, 9%. I haven't tried the new skill yet, 6%. And none of the options given, 4%. I guess a set of armor and weapon would be the option because they are amazing.
That's what I voted in. 39% of the people feel that as well. So,
yeah, seen some pretty impressive specs on RuneWire.
Mm-hmm. You call it Demonheim.
What should it be?
Demonheim.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Demonheim. Because D-A-E is pronounced
D-A-E.
Just as
D-A-E. Well, no, it's well, like the way I do it is, I guess it comes from my computer kind of thing, but in a computer there are things called daemons, which run in the background, so. But some people call them demons, you know? Okay, I don't know how to do phonetic spelling, so maybe.
What? But it's pretty obvious. It's just D-E-E. I'm pretty sure that means D.
D. Oh, I thought you wanted me to read the one with, like, the backwards E and stuff. the upside down E.
Yeah, I have no idea what that means, but I didn't actually copy that part. I don't know why it came up in MSN.
Demon.
Oh, well.
Demon.
Okay. I'm still going to call it Damon.
Yeah. Yeah, I always did that in, back when I used to use the word a while ago. But that's besides the point.
Okay. Question 9. What reward are you saving your tokens for? 24%. I'll carry on saving them until the time is right.
Is that like no one has any idea what they're going to buy yet?
Yeah, I guess.
Because they don't have enough tokens. Also,
that could also mean that, or there could be nothing that they want. Anyways. And then the Bone Crusher, then Chaotic Weapons. Okay, that makes sense. The Bone Crusher seems most useful.
Yeah, I would get that. That seems like the obvious one.
Anyways, this last question.
Bonus question. Would you like to see the hit splats in Dungeoneering used throughout the rest of the game? Yes, that would be great. 44%. I'm undecided, 27%. No thanks, keep them in the dungeons, 22%. Or I haven't tried the new skill yet, 6%. Why do they even allow that as an option? What do the hit splats look like? I didn't think they looked any different.
Well, when you...
Did I take no notice of this at all? But...
Like when you eat food, for example, it will show that you've regenerated.
Oh, is that the only difference, though?
Yeah. So.
Oh, that'd be handy, maybe.
I don't think so, because we're trying to keep in mind here that Dungeoneering initially started out as what was supposed to be its own game. So I think they should stick to that philosophy and not be bringing Daemonheim into RuneScape and vice versa, you know?
But just the hit splats.
Well, yeah, but that would also give away
just from eating food.
That would also give away what kind of food you're eating as well.
It could just be for your own benefit. Like other people might not be able to see it.
Yeah, if it was just for your own benefit, I'd be fine.
Because, I mean, in Daemonheim, you're with a group of people who you're helping and stuff, so that it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
For all of them to see them.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. Since I'm all for consistency, I would say yeah, it would probably be a good idea to implement it throughout the rest of the game.
Okie dokie then. That's it for the poll.
Wee. That is all for this week.
Yes.
So but at least we got something. I mean, that was good. They owed us the behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find my mouse pointer. Hang on. There we go. Switch back to the right tab. We're going to head on to questions now. We got 3 audio questions this week. Remember, we had 4 beforehand. Remember, please make sure that your audio level is high enough, because if we can't hear you and it's just before the show starts, we go through the questions, there's no time to boost it up beforehand to hear what you're saying. So please make sure your audio question is loud enough. Anyways, the first question is from Earth.
Sorry, guys, but no multiple personalities this week. I know, you're crushed. Hello, Shane and Chief Snake. My question this week is for Chief only. Sorry, Shane. But we already know your answer, I'm sure. Unless you're a closet Star Wars fanboy. But I doubt that. Anyway, Chief, Star Wars or Star Trek? Don't be afraid of Shane, because he won't hate you forever, because you like Star Wars better, I'm sure.
Well...
Okay. And Jar Jar Binks, what is your opinion? Love, Earth?
Interesting question. I think, without a doubt, I prefer Star Wars. I just have to throw that out there. Sorry, Shane. Yeah. Star Trek has its moments, and I have to say, the movie is much better than I expected it would be. But apart from that, There is nothing going for it. Sorry, Shane.
Why not?
There is nothing going for it whatsoever.
You must not be seeing it properly then. Because the way I see it is that Star Trek is more intellectual than Star Wars. And I think this is the problem with most things on TV in this day and age. People don't want to think when they're watching something. It seems as though anything that requires someone to think gets canceled. And I think that's why people don't like Star Trek, is because it's not as outright as Star Wars is. You have to, it's a mind-engaging show. You can't just, you know what I mean?
Did Earth ask your opinion, Shane? No, he didn't.
Well, I'm just saying. Is that why? Because you don't? Because you want to watch something without thinking, or?
Okay. Actually, to be fair, I prefer the Star Trek movie over the Star Wars ones. I'm going to admit that. But it's probably the old Star Trek. It's just too old for me. And because I haven't grown up with it or anything, it doesn't appeal to me.
Okay. Well, Next Generation then. That's a good place to start then.
No thanks, I think I'll pass. But I don't need any more TV shows taking up my time. That is all.
Okay.
So, in conclusion, if we're going with modern Star Trek, then I will say I prefer Star Trek, yes.
Okay,
if we're going with classic Star Trek, then no, I love Star Wars.
Okay, and by classic Star Trek, do you mean the one from the 1960s?
Oh, I don't know. Any Star Trek up until 2000.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of overlapping because there were series that overlapped, you know?
Yeah. Anything before the movie, I should have said.
Okay. Okay, that works for me.
That would cover my bases.
Anything else you want to address on his question?
No, I think that is all.
Okie dokie then. Next one is from Randy Arnold.
Dear Shane and Chief Snake, I just rejoined RuneScape after 6 months of not playing, and I was just wondering, how would you guys go about getting back in the community and of RuneScape and making money or whatever, and how you get used to the changes? I've had kind of a hard time doing that, so I would love your advice. Thank you. Love your show, Randy.
That's an interesting question, I think, because I personally haven't seen much change on that order of magnitude in the last 6 months in the general dynamics of the game, but I guess you might if you just come back in terms of getting back in the swing of things. So
I can see where he's coming from, of course, because it's a lot to get used to if you're just coming back into it. I understand that, because when I did quite some time ago now, there were a lot of new things and it did take me a while to adjust.
So
as for how he would go about adjusting, it's a good question. I think only time can sort of help you with that.
Yeah, immerse yourself in the game for one thing. Also, if you have any friends that played through that period, talk to them, see what they ask people. What was the biggest update between this time period and this time period? And then see that and look at all the repercussions from that. Or what you could do to get a weekly perspective is just go back to since you left and listen to all those RSBNB update episodes, which if it's been more than a year, you'd be looking at, 52 episodes?
You could. That might take some time, but
it'd be interesting, though, you know?
It would be interesting, yes, but it depends how much free time you have.
Yeah, that's true. So
they're quite long, but then I suppose it's not that different to watching a season of TV shows or something.
Yeah,
people can do that in a whole day, which is slightly concerning. But
a whole day?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it depends how long they are, but...
I see. Okay. Another thing I was thinking is if you're having trouble money-making or something, just go back to one of the old fallbacks, like, say, herb farming, perhaps, or if you're not interested in that, what about just going to do some woodcutting or something, you know, at, like, the Yews or Magics, see if you can get some money
that way. Yeah, you know, there are always those nice staples that never change, so...
Yeah, so I hope we've made it a little more clear for you because, quite frankly, we can't really see it from your perspective as we've been here all along. So, but those
well,
are just some general
see
ideas.
It just can't offer much assistance.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Our last audio question is from a fellow named Tyler.
Hey guys, do you believe the universe to be finite or infinite? Thanks, Tyler.
That's a very interesting question.
Isn't it just? No, I'll let you speak your thoughts first. Just...
Yeah, you know I got one of these long essay type things on this, right?
Yes, I do. Well, maybe I should have gone first.
Yeah, you want to go first?
No, continue.
Okay. It is finite, but it is infinite from our perspective. Because if you were to look at the universe from an interdimensional point of view, all it is, well, it's like a confined area. But we're inside that other dimension, so we can't perceive that there's anything outside of it. So... That's why it looks infinite to us, but really it's a finite section. And it's been entirely suggested by physics theory that there are multiple universes out there. So, and then it all kind of relates into a dimensional kind of thing where if you wanted to head off into one universe, you would have to, like, you remember that thing about imagining the 10th dimension?
String theory.
Yeah, string theory is where this is ultimately heading. But
oh my god, another show about string theory!
Yeah, it's a very in-depth thing, and
we like these kinds of tangents.
I'd recommend that you head over to PBS and watch this series from a few years ago. It's called The Elegant Universe. It basically goes from how we have our physical forces in the universe now, gravity, magnetism, the strong and weak nuclear forces, and then it says how can gravity being so much weaker compared to, the, say, the strong nuclear force or electromagnetic force, how can that, why is that the case? And then it proposes different theories about how, I'm not going to spoil it, but it's really quite interesting about where they say gravity comes from. But following from this, you know, in day-to-day life, we have three dimensions. We have horizontal, up and down, and then Z-axis depth. So that's our three-dimensional world. And you can add a fourth dimension to that, time. So right now, do you feel like you're moving through time?
I don't know what is the appropriate answer.
Well, the appropriate answer is that you feel like you're just standing still. Like you're not feeling the jerks and wobbles of, like, moving through time, you know, as if you were going on a curvy road, right?
Oh, sure.
like, you know, when you're going along a curvy road and there's a sharp turn, you feel yourself lurch to one side or the other side?
Yeah. Yep.
The theory is that time does the same thing, except we can't feel that because we're in the third dimension. So in order to do that, we would have to be, like, a member of the fourth dimension, and then in doing that, that would enable travel through time and space. So it really is quite interesting. There's this website also I'm going to point you to called Imagining the 10th Dimension. You remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that one well. Yep.
Yeah, so...
I could link to another one, actually. There's a guy who gives a talk on, the website TED or TED.
Oh, yeah, right.
I can't remember what that stands for, but yeah, it's a really interesting one. It's about 20 minutes long.
Put them in the wiki.
Yes, we'll do that.
So it's kind of hard to explain it without pictures, but once you've watched this video about imagining the 10th dimension, you'll see what I mean about folding dimensions through the other ones, you know? Like, say, if you wanted to travel to a different point in space, you would have to fold space such that you could travel there. And if you wanted to travel through a different point in time, you would have to fold space once again, except in a higher dimension. Then you can achieve the same thing up again by traveling through the higher dimensions into parallel universes. Hence why. And then if you were at the very top, you would see that universes are indeed finite. Told you I had an essay on this one.
That was very impressive.
Yeah, so what do you say?
I tend to agree with you.
Yeah, so I'll link to Elegant Universe, Imagining the 10th Dimension, and your TED Talk will be in the notes, update.rsbab.com, then the wiki notes from there. So,
yep.
Anyways, that's it for audio questions. You want to take the next one?
Certainly. Dear Shane Schieffer, number one, what's your favorite movie of all time and why? Have we cut down this question? Anyway, my favorite movie of all time.
Go ahead.
Oh, were there like 10 questions?
Yeah, there were. He said pick any you want.
You can't ask us 10 questions and... Oh, okay. I see. Sorry, I didn't read. Right. Number one, what's your favorite movie of all time and why? My favorite movie, I think, is Fight Club. I can't really think of any others.
Yeah, I think you said that before.
No surprises there. It's very thought-provoking. Has quite an ambiguous ending. Yeah. Good okay. movie. I don't like it for the fighting itself, because, as you know, I'm a very peaceful person and I would never do anything like that. But at the heart of it is more than just fighting, you know. That's why the message it's giving is not about fighting at all. So you just look through that, and that's what's so brilliant about it, I think.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's what I was talking about with the Star Trek thing. People don't like to do that when they watch stuff, you know? Like, most people don't. So that's what I was getting at.
Mm. Fair enough. Okay. Question six. What's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
Yeah, I didn't answer my favorite movie. That's why I won. Let me answer my favorite first.
Oh, right. You didn't. Sorry.
Well, aside from anything Star Trek related, it would probably still have to be the Jason Bourne series.
Jeez. We've done this before, haven't we?
Yeah, we did. It sounds very familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah, because I would have said the exact same thing last time. And to echo myself from last time, I agree with Shane. The Bourne series is also extremely good. Shane got me into that, and yeah.
Yeah, I also like my political thrillers, so. Did you watch that Edge of Darkness one I told you about?
No, I never got around to it, actually.
Watch that one.
I watched one called Taken instead, which was good.
Okay, so, number six.
Okay. Number six, what's the scariest movie you've ever seen, and do you like horror movies? Why or why not? No, I don't like horror movies because they're not scary at all to me. So the purpose is—they never fulfill it. Yeah, they never fulfill their purposes. I actually saw one with my friend this week called. I forgot the name of it. See, this is how bad it was. Nightmare on Elm Street, which is a remake of an original from ages ago. I can't remember when. But it was pretty bad, in my opinion. We just spent the whole night laughing at it, basically, and, you know, making fun of how stupid it was, how much sense it didn't make. And but, you know, despite that, she, jumped in her seat at every single moment. So it was pretty funny, like, just watching her do that. But, so, yeah, horrors don't scare me, and, I don't know if there's any scariest one to see.
Hello?
Okay, go to the site.
Is that the trailer for it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. It was a pretty bad movie, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't like horror movies. Let's see, what was the second part of that one? Oh, yeah.
What's the scariest? Do you like them and why not? Why not? Yeah.
You know, this is one of those things I can't quantify for some reason. I'm not sure why I couldn't say what the scariest one is. I guess it was that I don't consider it scary because it wasn't a, like it's a movie, you know, right? So, but, yeah.
Well, actually, yeah, as far as scary movies go, like horror movies never work, but then thriller, I think, yeah, those kinds of thriller movies aren't so much scary, but they're more hard-hitting.
Okay.
So, yeah, I prefer, yeah, thrillers, I would say.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Those have been some of the better movies I've seen. So, yeah, are we done on that?
Yeah, number 10.
Number 10, would you rather see a movie at the theater or at home on DVD? Why? I personally very rarely go to the movie theater. Although when we did this week, it was kind of cool because we just like sat in the front row and there was almost no one else in the cinema with us. So it was pretty good. But usually I would just watch it at home on DVD because we have a pretty decent setup for that.
Yeah, me too. I like DVD as well because there's no annoying people making noises, you know, and you can get your lighting just right and your chairs are more comfortable, and we have a nice TV for that too. And you know, I personally like the look of a movie on DVD rather than on film because, you know, film is film. It's not as bright as if you were to watch it on like a LCD or a plasma, you know? So, And I don't know. And if you have a better setup at home, I don't see the point in going to the movie theaters aside from getting access to it early. That's the only reason I would go to a movie theater, is to see something before it comes out on DVD because I want to see, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, for me, I find you have to really want to see it in order for that to be considered. Otherwise, I don't care. I'll just get it when I want it.
The last one I saw in the theater was Avatar, and before that it was Star Trek.
Yeah, I saw Avatar in the theater only because I went to it with that same friend, actually. And
And you guys don't have 3D there.
We didn't, no.
Anyways, those were from Meg Nankingon. Hi, Brad and Shane. While checking out one of Revision 3's new shows, Pinpoint, I found out about a female singer from Poland who is facing 2 years in prison for blasphemy. Any thoughts on how something like this could happen in the 21st century? Thanks, and keep up the good show. Though true, if I don't say this, I'll lose my job. That's from Paul. So, I'm not sure about this new Revision 3 show called Pinpoint, let alone blasphemy charges behind that, or what would be considered blasphemy in this day and age. Any ideas?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. I think it would have to be some kind of like cultish kind of thing, you know, in order to be accused of blasphemy, because how could like a court system in this day and age say, oh, that's blasphemy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't even know that was an offense as such. So, yeah, Poland?
Poland is a European country, you know. I wouldn't expect them to have something like that.
Yeah, should be fairly modern.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Let's see. Hang on, I got it. Whoops. Oh, yes, here we go. Gillette is an outspoken atheist, libertarian, and skeptic, as well as an adherent to Ayn Rand's objectivist philosophy, as stated on his Penn Says podcast. Gillette is a fellow at the libertarian think tank, the Cato Institute. In January 2007, Gillette took the blasphemy challenge offered by the Rational Response Squad and publicly denied the existence of a Holy Spirit.
Oh dear.
Okay, so
who would do that?
That's blasphemy. That's blasphemy. Throw them away, lock up the key. I mean, lock them up, throw away the key. I don't know how I messed that up.
Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I don't see how that is possible, that someone could face prison for that.
Isn't religion, freedom of religion and freedom of speech something that most countries have in this day and age, especially Poland?
Yeah. Yeah, shouldn't that be therefore defended by the rest of Europe?
Yeah, that should be. Anyways, that's really weird. Thank you, Paul. Next one.
Oh, well. Dear Shane and Chief Snake, will we ever see Brad 1.0 on the show again? Excuse me. And what do you think about this article, Foxconn raising pay following rash of suicides? That's from Bonsai99. Well, we did just discuss this earlier in the show, actually, almost one of the first things on this show, as to whether we will see Brad 1.0 on the show again. We will see. Nothing is planned yet.
For anything like that, so there's nothing planned right now, but,
okay.
You know...
Okay, apparently there's nothing planned.
Yeah, there's nothing planned yet.
Not ruling out the possibility.
In relation to that. Not ruling out the possibility. And
as for this article?
Yeah, basically what this is, for anybody who doesn't know, Foxconn is the manufacturer of Apple's iPhones and whatnot, and apparently there had been some suicides in the plant because...
I read about this in our newspaper, actually.
Oh, good for you. Leaked prototypes, so they ended up committing suicide because of that. But, what do you think?
It is interesting, but I don't know. I don't have any specific thoughts on it. What do you think?
You know, and the people are getting paid for doing what they want with working there, so it's not illegal, you know, and I really don't think that the company is to blame for this, because as long as the people are getting paid, there's nothing to worry about, and the company is a company, and likewise, they should be free to conduct their business how they want to conduct their business, and if they're increasing pay to make people feel better about working there, then that's good, you know? So, I don't agree with this whole thing about boycotting these kind of large manufacturing plants just because of a few incidents like this, you know? I think
does
that ultimately...
Does BP count?
No, they don't count.
I think BP needs to be boycotted, but that's completely out of...
Yeah.
On a different note.
I don't think so, but, you know, ultimately, it's a manufacturing plant, and people are choosing whether or not they work there. And if the conditions aren't right, then they have the right to leave there and stop working there and go work somewhere else. So I fully stand by the business's right to do what they want in regard to this, and paying a little more is fine. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's about it.
Bonsai99. Hey guys, sorry for being gone for so long. Would you ever play WoW by your own choice? Also, do you think WoW is too expensive? From Wolves Ponyu. So?
No, I would probably never play WoW by my own choice. I seem to remember having read this question before as well, but no, I wouldn't, because having played RuneScape for this long, I realized that if I started something else, it would be a very, very poor decision to make.
Yeah.
And you know, it would just ruin my life.
Way back when, a few years ago, a bunch of us did the 2-week trial of WoW. And, you know, It was an interesting game and all, but I found it a little too complicated in terms of RuneScape. It complicated as in it actually required a bit of thought to play, you know? Whereas RuneScape is kind of more mindless, which makes it better for just something you do at the end of the day. If I want to play something that's more complicated, I'll go play my RTS game.
Yep. I suppose so.
And too expensive?
Too expensive.
No.
I think it's pretty expensive. Because it's quite a lot for a monthly membership.
Yeah, it is, but... You know,
I guess you get what you pay for, but it is still quite expensive.
Yeah, you get what you pay for, and ultimately it's the company's choice. And if you don't like it, don't play the game. Simple.
Yeah, good excuse not to play it personally. But
yeah,
because like, I wouldn't pay that much. RuneScape is enough as it is, particularly considering I don't play it, yet I still have to pay for it. But
just like this one thing Colin and I were discussing ages ago with War of Legends. One of Jagex's other games, they have this thing where you have to buy War of Legend points and then spend those points in-game to get certain things. And, you know, that's perfectly fine to have a business model like that. If you don't like that, don't play the game. Once again, company can do what they want.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, I did sign up for Star Trek Online, which came out in February, and that was around the same price as WoW, I think. So, yeah. Thank you, Wolves Ponyu. Next one.
Dear the hosts of RSVMB, I need help with my woodcutting, and I'm about now a free-to-play, and I have 54 woodcut, and I need the fastest place to go, and about how long will it take me to be level 60 woodcutting? That is from David Rules 101. Free to play with 54 woodcut. Fastest place, and how long will it take to get level 60? Well, considering I got 99 woodcut when I was free to play, I think I am the most qualified person to answer this question. I got woodcut, 99 woodcut at Ed. No, not Edgeville. Remington. At Remington. I don't know where Edgeville came into that, but you don't want to go to Edgeville. Basically, what I did was just cut the willows there and sell them to the general store. I don't know if it's because I did it before they introduced this new quest. I think it was Rocking Out or something else. But it changed Remington around a bit. So I don't know how that affected the XP rates at those willows there, but I believe they are probably still the best for free to play. They haven't changed anything else in the
that's probably what I would say as well. And what's the XP per hour?
The only thing there is like you don't save any of the willows yourself. Yeah. You do get a bit of money actually from selling them to the general store, but it's nothing, all things considered. It can add up if you're going for 99, but to level 60 it's not going to. You're not going to notice anything. So that will probably be the fastest way. I don't know how long it will take, but probably not that
long. XP per hour.
Oh, yeah, XP per hour. 40K, 50K?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Between
I don't remember. It was too long ago.
Definitely.
It could be lower at a lower level.
Definitely no less than 30 or 40, I'd say. Because willow is the second tree you can cut, so it makes sense that as you do that, it would be quicker, you know? So, I'm just checking the map right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is that noise?
That's the runecrafting altar.
Oh, right.
Anyways. Yeah, the map is just taking its sweet time to load right now, because it starts on the dungeon map. Okie dokie. So, Remington. And you cut, like, on the south by the water, right?
Yep, that's right.
And then you just, ran...
Behind all the buildings.
Yeah, then you ran northwest to the general store.
That is correct.
Yeah, it looks the same then, because right now the general store is to the south of the player-owned house portal.
Yeah. So. I mean, the only other options you have for woodcutting and free-to-play are really, like, at Draenor, and you cut those willows there.
That's always crowded.
But it's, yeah, it's always crowded, so nice room crafting.
that wasn't me. That was someone
else.
Oh,
okay. Oh, alternatively, you can go to that spot of willows at Port Sarum, which is just across from Draenor, because not many people use that. But the disadvantage is that you have to run all the way to the bank, or you drop them yourself. Either way, it's slower. So you, yeah, Remington is best, in my opinion.
I know someone who used that that one down there at Port Sarum in order to get 99 fire making at the same time. So cut one, then burn one. So, yeah. Anyways, that was just me teleporting away because someone was asking me what I was reading. So. Because, you know, it shows the map thing when you open the map now.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Next question.
Thank you, David Rules. Van, oh, Van. My imagination here. Oh, my FG. I almost said that word there. I should have got you. Go ahead, read it.
I would have just said OMFG.
Okay. Continue.
Oh, okay. Brad 2 and Shane are both being hunted by two insane RuneScape players who are jealous of their MMORPG greatness. Their local governments put them in the Witness Protection Program. What will be their new names and where will they live? That is from Killjoy's imagination. Thank you, Killjoy.
You know, we really can't say what that would be, because if we did, that would kind of defeat the point
that
of Witness Protection.
Out. Yeah, I'm afraid. So, well... I'm sure we could come up with something different, but...
I don't know. On Season 7 of 24, they did Witness Protection for this guy, and they made his new name Mr. Tippett. His last name was Tippett. And he thought it sounded like a dog breed. Huh?
A dog breed? Well,
yeah, Tippett. Like Tippett, T-I-P-P-I-T, was his last name.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that is, but
yeah,
anyway.
So, I really don't know what that would be, so I'm sorry about that. Whoops, what was that? I just deleted a bookmark. Anyways.
we
really
might think of
say,
something
can we?
During the show.
I don't
but,
know. How about-
yeah, that's enough.
How about I be whatever your last name is, and you be whatever my last name is?
Okay, that'll work.
Yeah, that'll work. But then we can't tell you because we're not going to tell you what our last names are. So.
Well, I don't mind mine, but.
Well, I don't mind mine either, but I'd prefer that people not hear it outright. You know what I mean? So.
I'm sure.
So yeah, zat is zat. Thank you, Killjoy. Do you think dungeoneering is a good skill? If so, then what do you like about it, the Oculus?
Well, that's an easy question to answer. No, nothing.
You know, right now I'm going to agree with you on that and say that I really don't see much point to it. But in the meantime, in the future, as we had that development blog last week, if they do come out with something that makes it worthwhile, then yes, of course, it would be a good skill. But one thing I do like about it right now is the fact that if you're looking for something to do on RuneScape that provides variation, as you know, most things in RuneScape aren't filled with variation that much, right?
Yeah.
If I wanted variation, the first thing I would do would go do a dungeon in Daemonheim. So that's one thing I like about it, but... You know, personally, I don't see much point to it, just like I don't see much point to fire making right now, so, yeah. But I give it credit for the variation aspects of it.
Fair enough.
Anyways, yeah. That's it for questions.
That concludes our questions, I suppose. Yeah, okay.
Oh, I got it. You be Mr. Smith. I'll be Mr. Bones.
Right. I thought we were just going to be Mr. and Mrs. Smith for a second there. But...
No. Unless you're a woman that you haven't told anyone about yet.
I would hope not.
Because I'm certainly not being a Mrs. Smith.
Oh, I don't know. You could probably pull off a good... Yeah, that was the idea, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Yeah.
Okay.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. You wouldn't like to be Angelina Jolie, Shane.
No, I wouldn't. No.
Oh, poor boy. Right then. Tech news.
Apple has sold 2 million iPads in 2 months. 1 million iPads per month. On Friday the 30th of April, they had sold 1 million. And a month later, 2 million sold.
Whoa.
Here's what Steve Jobs had to say on this. Customers around the world are experiencing the magic of iPad and seem to be loving it as much as we do, said Steve Jobs.
Warning of the possible shortages
of the much-coveted device. We appreciate their patience, and we are working hard to build enough iPads for everyone.
Oh, so sweet.
You know...
Because everybody needs an iPad.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree that everybody should have some kind of computer like that, you know?
You're not complete without one, you know?
Well, sure, you can be complete without one, but it's really quite interesting because, as I wrote when the iPad was first announced, I think that it has the potential to be a paradigm-shifting device, meaning that it will kick off the ball rolling that will eventually mean that computers as we know it aren't relevant. You know what I mean? That's what I think.
Well,
iPad is kind of like a catalyst for that, right?
I think, like I've said before, computers will always be relevant.
Of course they are, but I mean relevant in terms of a desktop. That's like, you know, how big your desktop computer is, right?
Some people, like
developers, you know, will have to use something like that. Or people working in scientific backgrounds who require great amounts of horsepower to do like simulations of like colliding galaxies or something. But
yeah,
the thing I'm saying is paradigm shifter for the normal user who doesn't need anything more powerful than what we have right now, because web browsers are perfectly fine on netbooks, email's perfectly fine, and music playing is perfectly fine, and you can play back HD video on some of the newer graphically accelerated ones. So, what's to say that it won't be a paradigm shifting device? You know,
we'll see. Although I suppose we have seen quite a surge in laptops and things.
Yeah. See,
I mean, most of the people I know who have got their own computers. Probably like 90% of those would be laptops, and I suppose there's a lot of convenience, and
it's one package. It's small. You know what I mean? So
yeah, one package. But we'll see, because I mean, laptops still perform almost identical functions to desktop computers, whereas the iPad is. I still think it's quite different. It is revolutionary in a way. But we'll see how that plays out, I guess.
Well, part of that is in terms of the Apple operating system, you know, on it. Meaning that it's consumer-oriented rather than developer-oriented, you know. So I'm not going to go code a website on the iPad or something. But anyways, 2 million sold.
Woohoo!
Google.com now ready for custom photos. Google is getting ready to start letting users customize its famously Spartan homepage with photos of their own. The company announced on Wednesday that over the next few days, U.S. visitors to Google.com will be able to drag their photos from their computer or a Picasso library onto the homepage, giving it a more unique background.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we need something like this, you know, eventually. It will make our way to us, but... If you go to google.ca, it's still the classic old white one. You have to get an iGoogle in order to have any kind of background on it at all, which I use. I don't know. Do you use iGoogle or anything?
No, I don't.
Okay. Basically, what iGoogle is it's a portal page where you can put different kind of gadgets and RSS feeds. Like, for instance, I have the Gmail gadget, the Remember the Milk gadget, the weather gadget, the quote of the day, which today is 80% of married men cheat in America, the rest cheat in Europe.
Ah.
Google Reader and some RSS feeds. And then I also have a... using one of their themes, the Pebble theme. So, I don't know. I think that's enough for me, but I guess Google had to do something like this, because if you go to Bing.com, you see on Bing that there's always a picture on there. It's not user-generated, but there's always a picture on Bing.
I see. Yeah, yeah, that'll yeah, step up competition again, I guess.
So, good for Google.
Yeah, my homepage at the moment is just... one that I made myself, and it's got birthday reminders, and then it's got my Gmail, my latest 5 emails in my Gmail account on it. So, you know, I get that sort of functionality anyway.
How did you do that?
It shows my timetable for my school timetable. Shows you what I have tomorrow. Stuff like that.
Are you using the thing that you wrote?
Yeah, it's that. Yeah, that's what I use for my home.
I see. One of the pictures on Bing right now is one of a jumping fox.
I'm going to go to that because I don't even have Bing in my history. Oh, I see. Yeah. Interesting.
Anyway, so...
I just prefer Google's minimalistic style, really.
Yeah, yeah, me too. But I was talking with Mike before we began this show about bookmarks and such, and I guess this could be expanded to Google IG, but what's the point even now when you can search from your web browser, address bar?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I see the jumping fox.
Bing. They said initially it was going to be Bing as in bingo, you know, as in found it. That's where Bing came from.
Clever.
Anyways, that's it for tech news. That being said, I'd like to remind you guys that we have the RSBNB Update 5-year birthday contest that we encourage all of you to enter. It's your chance to come on the show. All you need is a microphone and a pair of headphones, which I'm sure everybody out there has. So what we want you to do is make us a birthday card of any sort. It can be any media you want. It can be a video. It can be an image. Pretty much as long as it conveys happy birthday, that's perfectly fine. So, like, even if you were to make a birthday card that you'd print out and give to someone, that would be fine. It could be RuneScape themed, it could be RSBNB themed. It's entirely up to you. That's the thing with these contests, is we like to leave them open-ended, and sometimes the ones that are the most ingenious actually end up winning. So, yes. You guys have until next week to send that in. Details to that can be found at update.rsbnb.com. Okay. We're a weekly show, not a monthly show. I also got the monthly Informer roundup, in which we take a look at some of the Informer articles that were published in May. So you can head on over to informer.rsbnb.com to read those. And we also got a few changes coming to Informer, including the way RS writers work, and guest articles. So, if you've always wanted to write for Informer, but weren't sure if you wanted to do it permanently, send us a guest article based on the guidelines that we have outlined. It's something that everybody should consider if you have something you feel passionate about. You know, this once again, it's open-ended. It could be about something, something in world news, something political, it could be something sporting-related, it could be... could be something about technology. It could be, heck, even about cooking, if you wanted to write about cooking. Or maybe you'd like to write something about plants?
I'm not entirely sure how relevant that would be, but you could do it, yes, couldn't you?
Yeah, but you could as well, right?
Maybe, yes. If I wish to, yes. But still.
Or what about DNA replication techniques?
Oh, God, no.
Anyways, you can find that at informer.rsbnb.com, or if you want more about that and other things, just head on over to the forums, because it's posted there as well, forums.rsbnb.com. If you haven't ever come there to take a look at what we have, come take a look, join the community. We're harmless. We hope you're harmless, which you probably are, but yes, come join the community. Skill of the month time. This month's skill of the month is runecrafting. The first time runecrafting has ever been chosen. I noticed you signed up.
I did sign up. Oh, we talked about this last week, didn't we? Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did. I signed up, but I've given up already.
You did get some XP, though, yesterday.
I got
right?
some XP last night, yes, but it hasn't recorded it yet. However, it will by the time you're hearing this, so we should see. I think I will be rank 9. Cross fingers. That's pretty good. Top 10.
That's good. That's good.
And that is the only XP I will be getting for this month, so.
That's good. Better to get XP than not get XP. I'm currently rank 5, which is rather disappointing. So next time I talk about runecrafting, the idea of getting 80 runecrafting, please slap me.
That is pitiful, Shane.
I've gotten 242k XP so far.
You can do it. You just need to manage it effectively and not focus so much on the competition. Focus on the goal at the end. That's what I did anyway. And when I got 80, I did it, so, you know, you have to be able to do it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it always felt like something I should do, get 80 runecrafting, because it's like runecrafting, it's a fairly hard skill to do. But anyways, about the competition, the killer is currently winning in first place with 967k XP gained. Probably going to be probably around somewhere like 1.1 to 1.2 million XP gained by the time you hear this, seeing as he's been spending 14 hours days nature runecrafting.
Slightly worryingly.
Yes, that is worrying as to how someone could go runecrafting for so long, you know? But anyways, second is Jaden in second place with 671,000 experience. And third is Devo, who is the RSBNB runecrafter who has 15 million runecrafting XP. As a start, he's gained 582k XP. So, there is your top three, with me at number 5 and Chief at number in the top 10.
Yay!
Anyways, so that's that. You know, remind me not to sign up for the runecrafting skill the month next time it comes around.
Yeah, please do the same for me.
Anyways, I have a pick for everybody this week.
It's a terrible attitude, really. But
yeah, it is, because we should be encouraging people to sign up, not discouraging, you know? But
yeah. Anyways. Well, I guess it only counts for me because I don't like runecrafting, and I don't know why I signed up.
Neither do I. Neither do I.
Yeah, but you wanted to get 80, so you had a little bit of a reason. But that is all. Continue.
The pick of the week. It's something that I've recently discovered once again. It's something that anybody who tinkers with their system should have. It is a Windows application, primarily because this kind of stuff isn't accessible easily in Windows. It is called CPU-Z. I rediscovered this because me and you were talking about RAM the other day, and I remembered this application.
Yeah.
It basically highlights your processor, the motherboard, and the memory, the graphics card, and everything like that. Then it also gives a whole bunch of technical information about that, you know? Like, it gives you the speed your memory's running at, and the speed your processor's running at to the megahertz.
Which produced some interesting results, needless to say. For me. For yours, it was fairly accurate. I don't know what mine was going on about.
Oh, yeah, right. What was that?
Apparently, I have PC 32,000 memory or something like that. So basically, my RAM is epic, you know. But I have no idea what was going on there.
Yeah, reason I discovered this was you were talking about your RAM and how you got sent the wrong kind of RAM from the company you ordered.
Yeah.
CAS latency 6 versus CAS latency 5, which you needed. So.
Yep.
And the whole epic adventure about trying to get them to send you the right RAM. Have you straightened that out?
It will be straightened out. I haven't sent mine back yet. I'm going to. But okay, we have a 4-day weekend, so I've got to wait until Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that's an appropriate time to jump to what you've been doing then, this 4-day weekend.
It has been my dad's birthday. I'm going out to dinner for that tonight. And I also went to one of my friend's birthdays yesterday, even though her birthday was ages ago. She just had a little gathering the other day. And I think I'm getting sick again. I don't know if you caught my voice this show.
No, I can't hear anything today.
Oh, that's
you're probably
that's
okay for another day or two.
No, I think it's just like a sinus infection or something odd this time. But, you know, trust me, I catch everything. Not overly surprising. That's about all I've been doing, though. Avoiding homework, as usual. I have to write an essay for English.
Yay, finally getting that done. By the way, folks, I was due on Tuesday for him.
But, yeah, my English teacher is rather lenient. Yep, that's
okay.
Me. What have you been doing?
Anything else?
No.
Guess not.
No, okay. I said no.
Oh, okay. Aside from runecrafting, no, it was really quite surprising to me that I managed to get 100,000 runecrafting experience within the span of 24 hours. And after that, I got really tired of it and discovered that there's no way I could continue that for more than a few days at a time.
Yeah,
so I think that rules me out of ever getting 99 runecrafting.
Rather difficult. We need like a record of that on the high scores. A record
most
of the
XP.
Maximum gained, yeah, most XP gained in a day.
You know, that wouldn't be hard to do because already for the RSBNB high scores, it stores your XP gain for each skill in a day.
Yeah, so, yeah, I know.
That'd be good. I'll talk to Mike about that for the next version.
Woo.
Anyways, what else have I been doing? Oh, yeah. June 3rd to June 4th, 102,245 runecrafting experience gained.
Yes.
Aside from that, I am starting to the planning stage of a RuneWire enhancement. Nothing really that you guys are going to see. Primarily just code stuff on the back end that's going to be tweaked and fixed to allow for future expansions, because the code is already, 2 years old for that, I think. So it's always good to have a look through that and see if there's any way better way to do anything like that. That's a process called refactoring, where you look at your code and then see, is this really needed? Can I do this any different way? La-di-da-di-da, etc. Aside from that, I've beat Portal. I know I'm a little late to the game on that, but I played through it for the first time and beat it in probably, I'd say, about 6 hours worth of playtime. So, yeah, it was a good game. Did you try it?
It's not bad. No, I downloaded it. I put it in my Steam account, but I haven't downloaded it yet, so eventually I will.
It's a really interesting game. I like the way it works and everything with the portal gun, because there's a orange portal and a blue portal, and with that, if you fire the orange portal, it opens up, and then fire a blue portal, it connects those 2 points. So let's say you fire a blue portal at the floor, and then in a different place you connect the orange portal up on a wall somewhere, and if you jump from somewhere into the blue portal, your momentum will be transferred, your downward momentum will be transferred into forward momentum. So, in effect, it allows you to jump over large obstacles. using the portal gun.
Clever.
So it's just a puzzle game, and I like that part of it.
Yeah.
What else have I been doing? Oh, yeah, I've successfully landed the space shuttle in a flight simulator game.
Yay!
iPad. So that was quite the highlight, seeing as I can pretty much do that now without any difficulties. And that's about it.
Whoa, okay, I think we're done. I'm ready to fall asleep.
Yeah.
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. What's wrong with me?
That means you're getting sick.
Yeah.
Anyway, so next week is our 5th birthday of RSBNB update, so remember to get those contest entries in. If you have any questions, head on over to the forums and send either of us a PM, and we'll do our best to get back to you as quick as we can. Actually, you probably should create a forum account if you want to enter this contest, because we do request that you send these in to us through the forums. So forums.rsbnb.com. You have anything else you want to talk about?
No, that's all.
Okay, then. We're going to say that RSBNB Update 259 is done. We'll see you guys all next week. Goodbye,
everyone. Thank you. Goodbye.